Can you believe what happened last night? All the disciples of the teacher ran off in the boat, while the teacher went up into the mountains. Well, we should be able to find the teacher around the docks today, because he's gonna need a boat to follow his men. Hey, Jesus did not take one of the boats last night. Has anyone seen the teacher Jesus? Where did Jesus go? Is he over in Tiberias? No, he's not at Tiberias. We looked earlier this morning. We think he's over the other side at Capernaum. Grab some of the boats and we'll track him down. Row! 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 There they are! Master, we've been looking all over for you! Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs and wonders, but because of the loaves of bread that filled your bellies. Do not work for food which perishes, but for the food which endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him the Father has set his seal. Answer us this, Master. What shall we do so we can do the will of God? Tell us the secret. This is the work and service that God has asked you all to do. Believe in the one whom he has sent. Trust and rely on him and have faith in his message. Oh, Master, what sign or miraculous act will you perform so that we may see it and believe in what you say? Our ancestors ate manna from heaven out of the wilderness. It is written in our scrolls, God gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Can you do the same? Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you bread out of heaven, for the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to all the world. Master, give us this bread. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven. Let me make it clear, I have come down from heaven above. Not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. That of all that he has given me, I lose nothing, but will raise them all up on the last day. For it is the will of my Father that everyone who believes in me will have eternal life, and I myself will raise them up on the last day. There is a song that the people of God have sung for generations, written in the book of Psalms. Listen, O my people, listen to my instructions. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will speak in parables. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us from generation to generation. We will not conceal them from our children. We will tell the generations to come and praise our God and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. Israel had archers equipped with bows, yet turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep their covenant with God and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his deeds and his miracles that he had shown them. He did wonders before their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. God divided the sea and caused them to pass through. And he made the waters stand up like walls. He led them with a cloud by day, and all night the light of a fire in the sky. God split the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them abundant water to drink, like the ocean depths. He brought forth streams also from the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. God commanded the clouds above to open the doors of heaven. He rained down manna upon them to eat and gave them food from heaven. Man did eat the bread of angels. He sent them food in abundance. God caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power directed the south wind. When he rained down meat upon them like dust, the winged fowl was like the sands of the seas. Then he set them down in the midst of their camp, round all their dwellings. They ate, and they were filled, and their desire he had given them. This is the song sung among God's people to remember his mighty works. Psalm 78. As you heard the crowd, something special happened in Tiberias, an event that has been talked about for thousands of years. The crowds were eager, following Jesus out of Tiberias, heading up into the mountains. They saw the signs which Jesus was performing on the sick. It was the time of Passover, a feast of the Jews. Jesus could see the crowds growing in the distance and decided to test Philip, one of his 12 disciples, by asking him a simple question. Where are we going to get bread for all these people to eat? Master, $24,000 worth of bread is not sufficient for all these people to receive even a small morsel to eat, though I see Andrew bringing 5 barley loaves and 2 fish from that boy's lunch. But what are these with so many people? Andrew, have everyone sit down in the grassy area. It was amazing. When everyone was seated in the grassy area, they went around and counted all the men in the group, and they numbered 5,000 men. Jesus ignored all of us and took the boys lunch, gave thanks for the bread, lifted it up to heaven, and broke it into pieces, distributing it among the people, and did the same for the fish. Everyone ate as much as they wanted to eat and were filled. Jesus' men then went around and gathered up all the leftover fragments of bread so that nothing would be lost. There were 12 baskets of bread fragments that had not been eaten. The people were amazed, and they saw the sign which Jesus had performed, with many murmuring, "This is truly the prophet who has come into our world." They called this man prophet, master, teacher, and many other titles. This man who claimed that he came down from heaven. Do you know what he taught? Listen to some of his teachings. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, ostracize you, insult you, and scorn you as evil. Blessed are you when men hate you, ostracize you, insult you, and scorn your name as evil for my name's sake. Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in my heavenly kingdom. Woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for their fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you. And whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. These are some of the teachings of the man that came down from heaven. You have heard some of the teachings of Jesus. He stated clearly he has come down from heaven to do the bidding of the one who sent him. Let me share a short story of what happened when he was leaving Capernaum. Jesus had finished his teaching in Capernaum and was heading out of town when a group of Jewish elders approached him. "Jesus, we have a request of you. Before you head on to the next town, a dear friend of ours who loves our people Israel and he has built our synagogue for us is in need of one of your miraculous healings. He's a centurion in the Roman army and his beloved servant is very ill. He does not live far from here and he's worthy for you to grant this to him because of his love for our nation." Jesus diverted to the house with the Jewish elders leading the way, but before they arrived at the house, a runner met them with word from the centurion. He opened the note and he read it to Jesus. "Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to enter my house. For this reason, I did not even consider myself worthy to come and meet you personally. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man placed under authority. With soldiers under me, I say to this one, go, and he goes. I say to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do, and he does it. Just give the word, and I know it will be done." "Now this is awesome! I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith." When the runner returned home, he found the slave in good health and knew it was the word Jesus spoke that had healed him. After Capernaum, that day was not over because Jesus continued on to the city of Nain. People were looking for signs and wonders, and on this day, they were not disappointed. As you might imagine, the crowd grew large after word got out about the centurion's servant. Jesus walked towards the town of Nain, the large crowd in tow. Teaching the entire time as they were walking, many of his closest disciples stayed very near him to hear his teachings. As they approached the city gate of Nain, a large funeral procession was heading out of town, with only a small path for everyone to negotiate. The dead man was being carried out, who was the son of a widow, who must have been loved by the townspeople because the crowd was great. As the two crowds were passing, Jesus grabbed the coffin. They all stopped. Jesus saw the widow and had compassion on her and told her not to weep. Still holding the coffin, he spoke to the dead body. "Young man, I say to you, arise." The dead man sat up and started speaking. It was unbelievable. Jesus helped him down and gave him back to his mother. Fear gripped everyone who was there, and they started glorifying God. "A great prophet has arisen among us." And they also said, "God has visited his people." Reports of Jesus' miraculous healing spread all over the region. Do you know of any prophets when they're talking about the prophets of Israel? Let me tell you a story of Elijah, one of the great prophets of Israel. King Uzziah of Israel fell out of his window and was severely injured to the point he could not leave his bed. So he sent his messenger with these instructions: "Go, inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I will recover from this sickness." But an angel of the Lord, God Almighty, sent word to the prophet of Israel, Elijah, "Arise, go to meet the messenger of the king and give him this message. It is because there's no God in Israel that you're going to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. The God of Israel says, you shall not come down from your bed, but surely die." Elijah departed and delivered the message. The messenger returned to the king. "My runner, faithful messenger for all these years, did you not go to Ekron like I asked?" "O king, a man came to me on the road just outside of town and gave me this message for you. Is it because there's no God in Israel that you're going to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? The God of Israel says, you shall not come down from your bed, but surely die."
"What did this man look like?"
"He was a hairy man with a wide leather belt."
"Oh, it was Elijah.
Do me a favor, call the captain of the guard for me." The king sent his captain with 50 men to fetch Elijah. When they found him sitting on top of the hill, shouted at him, "O man of God, the king demands you come at once to see him." "Oh, he does. If I'm a man of God, then let fire rain down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." After that captain did not return, the king sent another of his captains, who found Elijah sitting on the same hill, and he shouted at him, "O man of God, the king demands you come at once and see him." "Oh, he does. If I'm a man of God, then let fire rain down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." After the second captain did not return, the king sent another of his captains, who found Elijah sitting on the same hill. Only this time, he walked up to Elijah, bowed down on his knees, and begged him, "O man of God, please let my life and the lives of the men be precious in your sight." At this, Elijah followed them back to the king, where Elijah delivered God's message. "O king, the God of Israel says, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, it is because there's no God in Israel to inquire of his word. Therefore, you shall not come down from your bed, but surely die." As according to the word of God spoken by Elijah, the king died. Elijah was considered the great prophet of Israel, in part because he did not die. Do you know how he left this earth? Let me tell you the story. Oh, it's a good one. Elijah had an apprentice in his later years named Elisha, who followed him everywhere. On Elijah's last day on earth, they journeyed from Gilead down to the Jordan River, where Elisha followed close behind him. As they walked down to the Jordan River, Elijah asked his apprentice what he could do for him before he departed the earth. His request was for a double portion of the power from God Almighty. "My apprentice, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be granted to you. If not, it shall not be so." They arrived at the Jordan River, and Elijah took off his coat and rolled it up and struck the river. The water separated, leaving a dry path. for them to walk over to the other side of the river. Once on the other side, a chariot of fire with horses of fire came down from the sky and picked up Elijah and took him away like a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it. My father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. Elijah was gone, but only his coat remained. Elisha picked up his coat, rolled it up, struck the river, and as before, then walked across on dry land. The man that claimed he came down from heaven returned to heaven in a similar manner as Elijah. Jesus walked outside of Jerusalem near the Mount of Olives with his disciples following him. He stopped on a hillside and gave them his last instructions. Then he was lifted up while all of them watched, and a cloud received him out of their sight. They were gazing intently into the sky while he was rising up, and two men in white clothing suddenly stood in their midst. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken from you up into heaven, he will return in the same manner as you watched him go up into heaven. So, this is the story of Jesus, the man who came down from heaven and returned to heaven. Also, the great prophet of Israel, Elijah. They both have promised to return someday. If you have any questions about Jesus and his promise to return to Earth someday, please contact the person that sent you this SMS text message or download card. The followers of Jesus can be found in every country of the world. You can also text the phrase, "Save me," 2-440-276-4040 to receive an automated text message. To listen to Wayne's podcast, where he shares the story of God on a daily basis, tune your podcast player to Podcast Lizard Tracks. It can be found on any podcast player or just command Alexa to play Podcast Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller today was Wayne Patton. You can find him at the web at www.lizardtracks.net.